What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I'm out east, Bethany Beach. Real pleasant four-hour drive to get here last night. No traffic at all, B. B. Mitch is an NFL legend.
Four hours. He's holding it.
Dog. He's holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
And I'm good. What's happening with you?
I can tell you something
I'm better
definitively.
Than people in Texas.
I can tell you something definitively, Brian.
What?
Yesterday was a good day for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it was. You don't have to see them twice a year.
Now, you're going to see them week two.
You see them week two, but you don't have to see them twice a year. But go ahead.
Shockwaves.
The question, though, everyone, they know. Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers. Two first-round picks, one in 2026, one in 2027, and they get this guy, this dude, Clark.
Kenny Clark.
Jerry says, I did this move so we can win now, make us better now. There's no damn way a 2026 and 2027 draft pick make you better now. Getting rid of that, listen, he's a Dallas Cowboy. So you act like you don't like him, but that dude is an unbelievable player. To get rid of Micah Parsons thinking you're getting better now tells me that you need to be pulled off of the decision-making train. But stay there as long as you can.
Oh, I think Cowboys fans want him way off the decision-making train. I don't want to discount Kenny Clark because he's a good player. 6'3", 315, three-time Pro Bowler. Dallas is bad against the run. Kenny Clark is a run stopper. So, like, I don't want to discount Kenny Clark, who turns 30 in October. I'm not trying
to
discount him.
We're not going to discount him, but he don't disrupt a game like damn Micah Parsons.
There's no chance you got better today, period. No chance. And let's listen to old Jarrah explain this one.
We did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well.
I think Jerry finally ran into a player that wasn't putting up with his ish and got the best of him, and he said, I'm getting rid of him because he's making me look bad. That's what I think the sole thing was.
I think this came down to, like, you know, they started talking about this was a divorce and it wasn't going to change. And I think to me, what this really boils down to is just Jerry being petty and not letting a player get the upper hand on him. And he's like, hell with it. Send him away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're judging off reports, right? And who knows exactly how true everything is. But they offered him plenty of money. Maybe Green Bay offered him more, but Jerry said we offered to make him the highest paid non-quarterback ever.
Jerry said that. You never heard them numbers, though.
At the end, it doesn't matter because I think when this thing became about so David Mulligetta is the in-between here, right?
Yeah.
You got Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys. Micah Parsons was playing for the Cowboys. David Mulligetta is a very powerful agent with Athletes First. And when Jerry refused to engage with Mulligetta and Parsons decided, that's my guy, I'm sticking with Mulligetta here, that's when it just became inoperable because
Jerry has been used to doing sly stuff, basically. Look, when you're trying to make a guy not have his representation be a part of a deal of this magnitude, that's stupid. And I would applaud Micah Parsons for sticking to his guns. And I would applaud any player. Don't let these damn owners tell you can't have your representation. They have theirs. Why the hell you can't have yours?
Right. Now, there's some conversation. Basically, this is a four-year, $120 million deal. So it's a four-year, $188. 3 years, $120 is guaranteed. 40 a year is incredible.
You know what, JP? At this point, I don't give a damn what the real numbers are. $120 million when he signed the contract, fully guaranteed, is enough. If anybody thinks that this is a screwed up deal or whatever, they gotta go jump off a damn bridge, head first into some concrete. This is
right.
this is a win $120 all the way for Micah Parsons.
And here's what's crazy is, okay, so you got two first rounders. Okay. The Packers last year drafted 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
2 years prior, 25th.
Okay.
In 23, they had made some moves, so they had an extra first. But generally, over the last 5 years, the Packers' draft position is around 25.
Yeah.
So not that first-rounders aren't all valuable. I mean, heck, Washington hopes they got a future Pro Bowl tackle almost at the bottom of the first round. But to get two first-rounders like that and then a player who's a good player but is about to turn 30, like, it's such a poor haul. Listen, if this got to a place where you have no choice but to trade Micah Parsons, I don't agree with that. I like to think you always have a choice. But at least call around the league. I feel like you could have gotten more than this.
Maybe you could have gotten more, but maybe nobody else was going to offer you two first-rounders and a player. But
well,
the
and
thing
maybe,
of it is, though, you can draft the guy at those positions, 23 or whatever, and he can end up being a hell of a player for you. You can also draft a guy at the first pick, and he could be garbage. So this is no guarantee that those first-rounders are going to pan out to be Micah Parsons.
Zero guarantee.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the ultimate thing for me. It's like, I got a sure in hand. And for all the people that like to throw age out there, this dude is in his prime, 26 years old, hadn't really reached his prime, but he's damn good. He's as good as anybody out there. And you say, I'm going to let you go. Come and go get somebody else. Why? Because you seem to have an upper hand on me. That's basically what it was about. And that's simple, man. That is simple, simple. But, hey, for all you Cowboy fans, kudos. Keep Jerry in place.
We're going to open the phone lines up for the Cowboy fans because you call in all the time. Call in today. In the last, I don't know, 6 months in Dallas, they traded away Micah Parsons and Luka Doncic. How's that going? Let's see if we can get one of our Dallas friends on the line. Bobby Belt.
Let me tell you, man. You know the text thread I always discuss, college text thread? My man, old Derrick Johnson, DJ. DJ is a Green Bay Packers fan. So when he sent his little post this morning, Jay, I'm going to try to find it for you. Is all he said right here. Can you see it?
Yeah. Just Packers logo.
Just him. No, just his hat leading down with his Green Bay Packers logo showing.
In four seasons in the NFL, four seasons, Micah Parsons is a four-time Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro player. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's had 13 sacks, 13 and a half sacks, 14 sacks. Last year, he had 12 sacks in only 13 games.
Hey, man, I don't know how you can let him walk. Hey, man, people do what they do. I don't think this was a smart move. Nobody can tell me that this deal made sense. No one can tell me that.
No. And I imagine, like, I mean, we all know. So in our so I want to start a little more simple. Where were you be when you heard this? Because to me, this was like a what?
It popped up. I was on the golf course. This is the funny thing. Ben and I played golf yesterday. And I found my game back again, Joe J. I'm back off the tee.
Glad to hear it. Whenever you play with Ben, things seem to go well.
Hey, 38, and I was even par with three holes left. And then it got dark, and we was behind some slow pokes, so we could never finish.
Hate slow pokes.
So so Ben was just telling me, say, man, watching this this thing about Dallas tells you a lot about Jerry. And he say, Jerry is a strange cat. And I say, yep. And I say, dude, but you won't believe this. He say, what? I say, they just traded Micah Parsons. We were just talking about it, and boom, I got an alert on my phone.
Dude, so, you know, we continue to hear that this was possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving to the beach last night, and the Beltway was awful. Route 50 was awful. Everything was awful, right? So once I crossed the bridge, it was totally fine.
What you expect on that day? Everybody was thinking just like you, let's beat it.
I thought the traffic, the Beltway's always going to Beltway, right? But I thought the traffic would be the Bay Bridge and pass, like getting east. It was not. Everything was fine on this side. It was just everything prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, so I'm in traffic, and, you know, my phone is a fairly, there's a lot of action on my phone, mm-hmm. far more action on my phone than there is on my body. Like, I'm used to, like, seeing notifications, but I'm driving. Like, I'm not trying to, like, look at my phone, right? Mm-hmm. I got the girls in the car. I got the bike rack on the back. Like, I'm trying to chill out.
Connect it to the thing and let it pop up on the screen.
Yeah. Anyway. But then my phone goes nuclear. like my phone like exploded, and I'm like, what the hell? And it was like 100, like, is this real text? And then I looked at our text thread, and sure enough, between Jeff and White Brian and everybody, it was like, yo, this is real. And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. And this to me, because I wasn't able to, like, take the time, look at the compensation, how did Dallas do in the trade. I'm driving in Beltway traffic, and I'm just like, holy moly, the Cowboys really traded Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And you try to think of, like, a comp of trading away a young player in his prime like that. It's hard, dude. It's hard. Really, I think the Luka trade is like the one, especially to trade him for something that, to me, you did not get equal value.
The Luka trade is there, but like, even hell, let's think about it. Didn't they trade away Herschel Walker at 27 and got a haul and went on a run? But I don't think this.
I think Herschel was older.
He was 27.
Because remember, I thought he started in the USFL.
Yeah, but he was 27 years old when they traded him. The USFL, really? He was 21. He's 27. And Wichita was 26, so 1 year off. But they built a hell
dynasty.
Of a team off of that. I don't think they're going to be able to sell for this one.
For the Herschel Walker trade, they also got a lot more picks.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't just first-rounders, but they ended up with five draft picks because of that trade.
And they most of those in 1 year. So it wasn't like an extended thing, but I just don't know if this history going to repeat itself for them on this one.
No. And, like, I know this was a big part of this documentary and obviously a big part of the Jerry-Jimmy beef. They had Jimmy there to pick the players. And Jerry could claim it was him and blah, blah, blah.
Have
but
a damn thing to do with Jerry.
I think history would suggest that Jimmy was a huge part of that.
Probably was the main part in that.
I know what the Cowboys' valuation is. I know how good Jerry Jones is at making money, undoubtedly. I think, honestly, Jerry Jones is in the NFL Hall of Fame, and I think Hall of Fame voters need to be very, very careful with putting owners in, because I think owners will just kind of force their way in if you let them. I think we see Bob Kraft trying to do that right now. That's why he made his own.
Jerry lined the pockets of a lot of owners and the NFL. That's probably why he's in.
I think, I think Jerry Jones deserves to be in the Hall of Fame because he changed football. He revolutionized football. You cannot tell the story of the NFL without Jerry Jones. I think you could tell the story of these great Patriots teams, and it's incredibly complicated, but it's Brady and Belichick. I don't think it's, Kraft. Somebody just sent this to me, and this might be a good comp. The Khalil Mack trade. If you remember, when Khalil Mack went from the Raiders to the Bears, it was for two first-round picks, but more.
How old was Khalil at the time?
I'm guessing he was roughly – White Brian, look that up for me. But it was 2018. Khalil Mack gets moved from the Raiders to the Bears for a first-rounder – for two first-rounders, a sixth and a third. But they did have to send back a second and a conditional fifth. To me, the Raiders, the Bears rather paid a steeper price, but it's not that far off, honestly. I guess that's about the baseline, because the other part of this is now Green Bay had to pay Micah, right?
Yeah.
Khalil Mack was 26 also, B, so that's a pretty good comp. And Khalil Mack was an absolute dog. Like, they're comparable players, too. I don't know, man. The Cowboys are a mess. Brian Schottenheimer, good luck. You just traded away Micah Parsons. You play the Eagles in a week, 6 days now. I mean, to me, above all, though, Brian.
I want to know how that locker room is panning out right now.
Dude.
There's no way those dudes are all happy with that move.
Well, and B, going one step further, like, Jerry did this with Dak, right?
He did it with Michael.
You can go that far back.
Jerry,
right?
Don't give a damn.
It's going to be the Jerry show no matter what. Jerry going to Jerry. And I think he did it with Dak. He did it with CD. but they got to the finish line on those things. And I think the prevailing thought was, listen, man, this is going to be trouble and it's going to be ugly, but we'll get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And so then to see this go the other way, to see this go fully, he's out of here. He's in Green Bay now, is just astounding.
And I think Nui even thought that the other day, that we both thought he was going to be back.
Right.
I would love to know what Nui is thinking right now. You need to text him and find out.
I'll text him, yeah. I don't want to bug Nui twice in a week. I'm trying to get Bobby Belt.
Just text him and say, Nui, what the hell?
All right.
He'll send you back a text.
Dude, what the hell? That's my exact text. for the folks in the stream, you can see it. I texted Nui Scruggs, dude, what the
don't
hell?
Let the number pop up.
It didn't.
Okay.
You can also see the pictures of the short ribs Nui sent me earlier this week he was making. Jerry's going to Jerry, and this is really an astounding turn of events. I tell you what, B, and I'd like to get into this. The odds makers have already sent updated odds for the NFC, for the NFC North, and kind of how Micah going to the Packers changes things, because that Packers team, pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I also loved the audacity, and perhaps we should stop being even remotely surprised by Jerry Jones's audacity. But he talked about, we really like our depth on the edges, so this makes us better right away in the interior. You know, one of their
I almost threw
their depth on the
when I heard him doing that, I almost threw something at my in my phone. I almost threw my phone too.
Do you know one of their depth on the edges pieces be?
Who?
Dante Fowler.
Well, we know one thing, not stopping the run.
They drafted that kid Ezeraku. I believe he was Boston College. I think there is some excitement about him. But you know how we always talk about the quarterback tiers and we expect Jaden to ascend into that top tier? The top tier of quarterbacks is Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Allen, period.
Yeah, totally.
I think Jaden's right below that and can get there, but you got to do it a couple years to be in that category.
Mm-hmm.
We could pick nits about the best pass rusher in the NFL. Certainly Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt can lay claim to that, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But those dudes are also significantly older. Micah Parsons is to me, would be in that tier.
Mike,
do you agree with that?
I think he stepped into the league and instantly was in it. This dude was being compared to Lawrence Taylor his first season.
Right.
Enough said. When you bring out that dude to make some comparisons about another guy, that's telling you how good you think this guy really is. And I understand Myles Garrett is bigger and T.J. Watt is bigger, and all they do is pass rush. This dude gets the same amount of sacks playing other positions. He plays middle linebacker, outside linebacker, pass rush. He covers people. They rush more than he does. He ends up getting damn near the same sack they got.
It's remarkable how this went down, and this was a remember where you were moment, I think. It was like a true kind of shockwave around the league. You did start to hear, I'd say, over the last 48 hours, like, hey, this thing might really go sideways. Like, this thing might really change. The tone from just people I follow on Twitter and stuff from Dallas were like, yeah, you know, this seems different. And then I think it was Jane Slater from NFL Network had the report of, like, just a picture of Micah at the airport. So at the very least, he was leaving town. Now, that doesn't mean people can leave town. You're allowed to leave town. This, you get a break. That's why I'm at the beach.
Didn't they show Washington Dulles Airport yesterday we looked at?
I have a feeling that was just...
I think that was a mess up. Somebody was trying to say stuff. But listen, man, this deal right here, it doesn't really make sense.
No. Let's do this. I got some odds. Some odds have really shifted with Micah Parsons going to the Packers. I want to run through the odds, but I want to open up the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. This is pretty simple, folks. Cowboys fans love to call into our show, and B. Mitch has a great Cowboy fan radar. He sniffs you out and calls you out. Where you at right now, Dallas fans? And my guess is, Brian, and I don't know if you agree, they're going to be cowards and not call in. So, Washington fans, Are you fired up that Micah Parsons is out of the NFC East?
But don't listen to that. Just say football fans, because football fans probably going, what the hell was they think? What are they thinking?
You know what?
Chicago Bears,
whoever you are,
Chicago
phone
Bears
lines are
fans,
open.
Minnesota Vikings fans, they pissed off right now. Why are you sending them to us?
Yo, if you're a Bears fan and you got Caleb Williams and you're all excited and now Micah Parsons is going to be chasing him around when that dude can't stay on schedule and you want to tell me how great Ben Johnson is, good luck. Phone lines are open. It's B. Mitchell Finley.